Between 1993 and 2020, humanity was able to prevent up to 48 bird and mammal extinctions, with only 15 species lost. And that's not even counting the species of reptiles, amphibians, fish, and insects that have also been saved from a total wipeout. This is mainly because in 1993, an international treaty was established to protect biodiversity all around the world. Since then, studies have shown that the extinction rate of birds and mammals would have been up to 4 times higher today if it weren't for these much-needed international conservation efforts. Hey, I'm your host Regis, and today, we're going to be showing you 10 species humanity was able to save from extinction. The world has seen some great successes in bringing multiple species back from the brink of extinction. And before we dive into our top 10 species saved, here's a quick look at some of the other animals that have greatly recovered in numbers and the reasons why these animals face extinction in the first place. There are many factors at play in preventing the extinction of an animal species. The survival of any animal greatly depends on climate change, its habitat, and of course the loss of these species due to man-made activities. Not only does this loss of natural habitat make it difficult for animals to find proper food and shelter, but it also prevents them from successfully breeding, leading to a decline in numbers. This is why today there are many captive breeding programs and more than 1,500 sanctuaries worldwide that are trying to help endangered species recover their numbers before returning them to their rehabilitated habitats. Of course, with some species, the threats are more specific. Take the peregrine falcon that was added to the endangered species list in North America in 1973. At that point, this bird of prey was experiencing an alarming decline in population due to hunting and getting poisoned by the bug-killing pesticide called DDT. The substance was banned in the United States a year prior, and since then, the numbers of these birds have increased, going from 39 breeding pairs in North America in the 70s to around 1,650 pairs by the turn of the century. Today, there are an estimated 500,000 mature peregrine falcons living in North America. Other birds like the bald eagle and the North Island brown kiwi have also seen their status changed thanks to thriving numbers. But then there's also the incredible success story of the humpback whale that was nearly driven to extinction at the hands of the commercial whaling industry. Since being added to the endangered species list in 1970, these majestic ocean animals have made a comeback from only 10,000 to almost 100,000 today. The outlawing of commercial whaling in the 1980s and the establishment of whale sanctuaries have greatly contributed to the species joining the peregrine falcon on the least concern list. More good news from the world of mammals also include the greater one-horned rhino and the giant panda, which are no longer on the endangered species list. In the world of reptiles, the American alligator and the island night lizard were all going extinct before conservationists stepped in. And as for amphibians, the Wyoming toad and the northern pool frog have seen increases in populations. Isn't it pretty cool what humans can do when we actually decide to take care of these animals? Let's take a closer look at some of the most notable species that have been saved from extinction in recent years. Starting with number 10, the golden lion tamarin. These small monkeys are native to the forests of Brazil, and they're even featured on one of the country's banknotes. But in the 1970s, fewer than 200 of them were observed in their natural habitat. The decline in numbers was partly because of the 7% reduction in the size of the Atlantic rainforest. Not only that, but the space they had left was very patchy and fragmented, and it didn't provide enough room for their populations to thrive. Combine this with the fact that they've long been captured for pet trading, and you start to get the picture as to why these mammals almost disappeared completely. Thankfully, people stepped in to improve these monkeys' habitats and increase their numbers by creating reserves, establishing breeding centers, and vaccinating them against the fatal yellow fever disease. The golden lion tamarin's status was changed from critically endangered to endangered in 2003. And today, there are almost 5,000 of them living their best lives in the Brazilian wild. What a great conservation success story. Next up, we have number 9, the Iberian lynx. This gorgeous creature can be found roaming the Mediterranean forests of Portugal and Spain. In the early 19th century, there were thousands of them populating the wild, but in 2002, there were less than 100 left. The expansion of roads and infrastructure not only led to a loss of habitat, but also resulted in a lot of these animals getting killed by high-speed cars and trucks. There's also the food source issue. The Iberian lynx relies heavily on wild rabbits that make up about 75% of their diet. The problem is that rabbits have a tough time surviving in the wild themselves, with many of them dying due to the outbreak of diseases. This is why the Spanish government released 50,000 healthy rabbits into lynx-populated areas during the 2010s. This clever plan has caused the population of the Iberian lynx to climb. A collective effort made by organizations like the World Wildlife Fund and the European Union to breed and relocate also helped them to gain numbers. By 2015, there were 404 adult lynxes counted and 53 newborn cubs. The species was downgraded from critically endangered to endangered, and by 2023, their population hit over 2,000. In 2024, they were downgraded yet again to vulnerable. From one big cat to another, let's now look at how humanity managed to save number 8, the Thailand tiger. Tigers in Southeast Asia have had a difficult time surviving, with populations completely disappearing in places like Bali and Java in the 20th century, and in Cambodia and Vietnam in the new millennium. In Thailand, tiger numbers were also decreasing during the 2000s due to poaching and the loss of habitat. By 2007, there were only 40 tigers in Thailand's large western forest complex. But the good news is that by 2023, the same area saw a 250% increase in numbers. This wonderful recovery is said to be the work of Thailand's Department of National Parks, Wildlife, and Plant Conservation, who upped surveillance cameras and patrolling to combat poachers and prevent further destruction of these tigers' habitats. Not only that, but the numbers of their prey have also gone up. The Bontang cow, which is also an endangered species, and a deer species called the sambar have both doubled in population alongside the growing tiger numbers. This dual recovery shows how important tigers as apex predators are to the overall health of an environment. From big carnivores to big herbivores, we now turn to the amazing recovery efforts of number 7, the Assam rhino. Rhino poaching has been a huge global problem for the last couple of decades. The horns of these special animals are trafficked and used in traditional Asian medicine to treat everything from fever and gout to snake bites and food poisoning, even though there's no scientific proof that that actually works. India has been combating the demise of their rhino population for years. The country state of Assam had just around 600 one-horned Asian rhinos left in the 1960s, but today, that number has risen to more than 3,000. Poaching incidents in the state have also dropped by 86% since 2016, the same year the current government of Assam took over and employed a zero-tolerance policy on rhino poaching. As a matter of fact, in 2022, there were no rhinos poached in Assam, a first for the state in 22 years. Around 88% of Assam's rhinos reside in national parks and sanctuaries. The state's government has expanded many of these habitats, and authorities have also increased surveillance to curb the poaching of these precious animals. As of 2018, the species is listed as vulnerable. Moving on from land animals, we now take to the sky to learn about the amazing comeback of number 6, the Florida grasshopper sparrow. These tiny birds are the size of a candy cane and can only be found in the state of Florida. During the 2010s, they were on the brink of extinction due to the loss and degradation of their habitat. They mostly populate Florida's prairie lands, a habitat that once covered more than 1 million acres, but has since lost 90% of its area due to the state's rapid expansion. 2 decades ago, there were more than 1,000 of these birds occupying the wild, but by the year 2019, it was estimated that fewer than 100 were left. Luckily, conservationists were already on the case and had been employing captive breeding programs for this bird species since 2014. These breeding programs, combined with the better habitat preservation efforts, have literally saved these sparrows from vanishing altogether. Between 2019 and 2024, they've managed to release 1,000 of them back into the wild. Hopefully, their numbers will continue to grow. Our next bird that's made an impressive recovery is a pretty interesting one, and it's called, number 5, the kagu. Kagu birds are quite peculiar because they can fly, but for some reason prefer not to. They also have a bark-like sound that kind of resembles that of a Yorkie. These yapping birds were once greatly revered by the indigenous people of their homeland in New Caledonia, a French island in the South Pacific Ocean. However, things drastically changed when the island was colonized in 1853. Kagus were either trapped and domesticated or had to deal with an onslaught of invasive predators brought in from Europe, including pigs, dogs, and cats. By 2017, these invading, free-roaming mammals, and especially the stray dogs, nearly caused the full extinction of these birds. Since then, kagu populations have almost tripled on some parts of the island, thanks to conservation efforts and a program to curb stray dog populations. It's estimated that there are around 2,000 kagu birds in New Caledonia today. Using trackers that are attached to the backs of these birds, conservationists are able to follow their movements and keep an eye on their nests to make sure the chicks hatch. By doing this, these birds can now grow their families and help boost their population numbers. Sticking with our bird friends, let's now investigate the success story of number 4, the northern bald ibis. Up until the 17th century, the northern bald ibis was a widespread native bird species to northern Africa, the Middle East, and central Europe. But these birds saw their habitats destroyed while they were being hunted into oblivion. As a result, the species completely disappeared from the natural landscapes of Europe for a full 300 years. The good news is that they've been reintroduced to the continent during the past 2 decades, thanks to conservation efforts led by the European Union. Between 2014 and 2019, 142 of these birds were successfully reintroduced to 3 breeding colonies in Europe, with a key site situated in Austria. From Austria, these birds now are being taught how to migrate. They're accompanied by humans flying alongside them in an aircraft to the wintering grounds of Germany. And migration project has been working really well, with the birds successfully following the lead of these planes. In fact, in 2023, a migration path to Spain was included in the program. There are currently around 300 northern bald ibis birds on the continent and counting. From the blue skies above to our planet's vast oceans, scientists have detected a sharp population increase among, number 3, sea turtles. That's right, one of the oldest living species on our planet is starting to thrive again all over our world, and it's all thanks to conservation efforts that monitor nests and hatchlings. Sea turtle nestings in the Mediterranean have seen a record rise. At the start of the new century, numbers of beach nests in Greece were averaging around 6,000. By 2023, those numbers had jumped to more than 10,000. In 2022, Georgia in the United States experienced an all-time record of just under 4,000 nestings on its beaches. A year later, Palm Beach County recorded more than 20,000 nests. Some beaches, like the ones in Florida, use CCTV cameras to protect nests and hatchlings whenever there are predators like ghost crabs and seagulls in the area. Over on the shores of Cape Verde, a whopping 200,000 nests were found in 2020, a spectacular 2,000% increase since 2015. This success is all thanks to authorities working hard to fight the poaching of these turtles and their eggs. Incredible stuff. But before we go on and show you the rise in numbers of a furry little land creature, we'd appreciate your feedback in the comments below. And if you want to see more positive stories, make sure to subscribe to our channel so you never miss a video. Thanks in advance. And now, let's take a look at the story of number 2, the black-footed ferret. This type of ferret is the only one native to North America, and they were once thought completely extinct. When European settlers came to the continent, they greatly altered these prairie landscapes where the little furballs lived. The black-footed ferret was considered to be all but extinct by the 1950s. In the 1980s, however, these animals were rediscovered in Wyoming and captured in an effort to help them breed and repopulate. Since 1991, the species has slowly been recovering. Today, there are 400 ferrets surviving in the wild and around 250 in breeding programs. Now, scientists and conservationists have partnered to give this species another fighting chance through the science of cloning. You see, all living black-footed ferrets today are descendants from just 7 wild ferrets that were captured to breed. This means that genetically, they're not very diverse. Since these ferrets have been plagued by diseases for decades, cloning them could help preserve the health of the species by increasing their genetic diversity and stamping out some of those diseases. The first ever black-footed ferret was cloned in 2020, using the DNA of a ferret that lived in the 1980s, and two more were cloned at the end of 2024. Not only that, but one of these clones managed to give birth to two healthy kits. So far, these kits are doing really well. On top of that, they have three times the genetic diversity that any other living black-footed ferret has today. This means that these two might just one day become the great-great ancestors of future thriving ferret populations. We now arrive at the last species for this video that humanity has been able to save from the brink of extinction. Let's take a look at the journey of number one, the scimitar-horned oryx. This majestic antelope once roamed the outskirts of the Sahara Desert in the hundreds of thousands, but because they were relentlessly hunted for years, they were declared extinct in the wild by the year 2000. Luckily, some of these antelopes were being kept safe in captivity in a collective and global effort to save these beautiful animals. You see, since the 1960s, there have been thousands of them kept in zoos and private reserves. And since then, small numbers have been reintroduced into large enclosures all over Africa, from Tunisia and Morocco to Senegal and Chad. Stakeholders, nonprofits, and government entities all work together to make this happen. In 2016, the Environmental Agency, Abu Dhabi, as well as the Smithsonian Institute in the United States, worked alongside the government of Chad and the Sahara Conservation Organization to release 300 scimitar-horned oryx into the wild. By using tracking technologies, researchers and conservationists can monitor these newly released oryx and gather data on the best way to ensure their survival. In 2023, the species was downgraded from extinct in the wild to endangered. Today, there are at least 600 scimitar-horned oryx populating the grasslands of Chad. It just goes to show that if we care enough and work together with people all over the world, humanity can truly do some amazing things. Saving entire species from the brink of extinction really is something to be proud of. But tell us, what do you think? Are there any other species you'd like to see receive the same care and treatment? Well, drop us your comments, share this good news with your friends, and for more positivity, make sure to subscribe to Good News. As always, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.